One shouldn't be accounted for, designated on a behema to purchase on Yontif. In other words, like the Rav paints a picture if, let's say, three people get together and they say on Yontif, obviously on Shabbos too, that they want to buy this behema for $300, let's say, and each person is going to pay $100. You're not allowed to buy things on Shabbos or Yontif. However, the kula on Yontif is that the only thing that you're not allowed to do is actually designate the amount that you're paying or doing things in this faction or designate the people that are paying for a certain thing this way. The main thing is that you can't mention the agreed upon price. Aval nimnin olea me erev Yontif, but you are allowed to set this up on erev Yontif that each person, let's say you would say, would pay $100. And if that happens, like Tesisentif says, then when Yontif comes tomorrow, you can then divide it evenly amongst them. They can just go to the store, the chenvani. They wouldn't actually pay him money on Yontif, but they can now take the meat on Yontif and divide it amongst them. V'sheichetin u'mechalkin beinehen. And they can shecht it and divide it amongst themselves on Yontif itself. And the Tversol explains that if this was the case, that they already designated before Yontif, this one's going to pay $100 and get this amount, and this one's going to pay another $100 and he's going to get this amount. The Tversol explains that even if they tell the storekeeper, okay, we're taking $300 worth of meat, it's also mutter as long as they already set up the amount before Yontif with, it sounds like, the shopkeeper, the seller. Because there, they're just repeating it. Now, normally the reason you're not allowed to do mekach u'memkar, sales and business on Shabbos or Yontif, is two different reasons. One is because the pasuk says in Yeshaya, mimtzei chavtzecha v'daber dover, so it's not Shabbos-dik. Also, buying and selling may come somebody to write. But really, l'mais, it's all one gezeira. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, shoykel adam baser k'neged ha'kli o k'neged ha'kayfitz. Vida says that normally we're not allowed to measure things on Shabbos and Yontif for these very same reasons, but what can a person do? Instead of measuring the actual meat, he can measure with a scale. Rather, he can just sort of measure meat against something else and then measure that thing tomorrow. So for example, he can take meat and measure it against some kind of vessel, let's say a pot or a koifetz, which is a cleaver. So he knows the meat is the same weight as the cleaver, and then he relies on the cleaver after Yontif. He leaves it to cleaver. I have to say that. And after Yontif, he then measures the cleaver and knows exactly how much he has to get paid. Even though you're not allowed to normally do that, you're not allowed to measure on Yontif to know what you have to get paid. Nevertheless, since this is indirect, that first he's measuring the meat, connected the kli or the cleaver, and then he measures that, that's okay. That's indirect, according to Yehuda. We don't deal on Yontif or Shabbos with any kind of scales. And this would be, the Rav says, even if you're not even using it to weigh things, but if you're using the scales to guard like meat from mice, you're still not allowed to use it. And the Rav says, the halacha is like the Chacham.